Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I saw a story today that they're going to land LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George. And, you know, why not Jesus, too, and Larry Bird? I mean, honestly, the funny, who writes these things? Who comes up with the idea that all three of them are going there right now at the same time? I mean, they can get two max players, okay? So they're going to get two max players, and it'll be like LeBron and Paul George at best. There is no way, I believe, hell will freeze over before they get all three of them. Hell will freeze over.
And by the way, if you're LeBron, you have to stay.
If they got Paul George and LeBron, it'd be $85 million. They wouldn't have 5 cents left for the rest of the team.
I know, but his legacy is going to take a big hit.
Who's that? Whose legacy?
LeBron James' legacy is going to take a big hit if he moves anywhere outside of Cleveland at this point of his career. The guy's already had his
tour. He is going to leave Cleveland. Let me tell you something
else. He's going to take a hit.
His NBA career already has taken a hit because he's 3-6 in finals. He goes to all the finals and loses.
But the reason Jerry West is the logo is because he at least stuck with the tough times.
Listen, those were different times and a different era of basketball where you didn't have this player movement and supermax contracts and guys doing whatever they want. Let me tell you something. He's moving, and he's already maybe the greatest player I've ever seen for his size and power and strength, and he's unstoppable. He'll back anyone down and score in anyone's face from anywhere. He can do anything in a basketball game. Unlike anyone, frankly, that I've ever seen. But at the end of the day, when he gets to the finals, he's got three, thank God, because he's got six slashes. When you're 3-6 in finals, there is no way to slice it other than what my son said. You suck. If you never win, you suck. That's it. That's all there is to it. Ask anyone. If all you ever do is lose, you are the bridesmaid, right? You're not the bride. I mean, honestly, like, if all you do is go and lose, is there anything worse than having 51 and losing in a game? Is there anything worse? Having a triple-double and losing. Because my son said it to me one night. I had 30. I hit a game-tying shot at the buzzer to send the game into overtime. We lost by one. He goes, did you win? I go, no. He goes, you suck. He goes, what'd you have? I go, 30. He goes, you lost. You lose. You suck. If you don't win, you suck. That's it. No one remembers the losers. They don't. They never remember the losers. Listen, Jim Kelly is our favorite quarterback of all time, but there will never be anyone that won't say he lost four Super Bowls. No one's ever going to forget that. You lose four Super Bowls, you're going down in history. There's no one. I mean, Fran Tarkington and Jim Kelly, no one forgets, but they don't remember who loses. But they remember if you lose four, okay? They remember if you lose six. Trust me, you, one day someone's going to say, oh, my God, that guy lost six finals? Jesus, I can't believe that. Chris in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
So this is the only refreshing part of my day when it comes to sports is listening to you guys, by the way.
That's awesome.
Well, over here in Boston, it is probably the most annoying sports talk radio I've ever heard in my life over the past 2 weeks. As far as, well, I want to get your take because I love listening to you. Tom Brady, the feud between him, ownership, and Bill Belichick, the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my life, but I do want to hear what you have to think about it. And then tying back into the NBA, what do you think of Jaylen Brown, and do you think that we could throw him into a trade? Because I love what I saw out of Tatum, but I don't understand what everybody's going crazy over Jaylen Brown. That guy got the ball caught up more than any player that I've seen in a long time going to the hole. And, yeah, he's very athletic, and he probably needs a couple more years to really come into his own. But I'd be willing to trade that guy, and I'd keep Tatum. Love to hear what you guys think.
I mean,
about that.
If you could trade him for Kawhi Leonard in a package, I would do it too. But I will say this. I think his upside is sky high right now, the way he's played. I think he's turned his game into a sickening development that they never saw coming. No one saw that guy becoming a star player this year. And that's exactly what he did. As for Tom Brady, I have a very simple approach to Tom Brady. And I mean this emphatically. Kraft, Belichick, McDaniels, all of them, head to toe, top to bottom, A to Z, all of them need to stay out of his way, okay? Stop with just any involvement whatsoever and don't even talk to him, don't even look at him, don't even go near him. They shouldn't. There should be a 500-foot rule when it comes to Tom Brady in Boston, okay? Don't come within 500 feet of him like a restraining order because he's so Pharrell and good that he doesn't need coaching. He doesn't need advice. He doesn't need an owner being a pain in his ear, which is like the owner that wants to be friends with the star players or anything worse than the painful owner that wants to be best friends with a guy half his age. It's got all the chicks, supermodels, and all the money. Just stay out of his way. Let him play whenever he wants and win Super Bowls. Mini camp, OTAs. What a waste of time that is. Are you kidding me? Tom Brady needs nothing from any of those people. And his fight with management or his discomfort or his problems or there's stress in the front office, there's stress in the locker room. Who cares? I don't care. You know what? Kraft and Belichick and all of them and the coaches should all stew in their misery. It must be hell on earth living in Boston when you go to the Super Bowl every year. It must be really brutal going to work every day when all you do is play in Super Bowls. It must be really brutal when you win 13 games every year. And you want to cry like you got problems? You have no problems. You have Tom Brady. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. You have Tom Brady. Stay away from him. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to the world. Stay away from him. Mind your own business. And then they wanted to trade Gronkowski, too. Can you imagine upsetting that many drunks? Can you upset that many Boston fans and upset them? Like, who in their right frickin' mind would trade that guy ever? When Tom Brady and him are going to the grave together. You keep them together until they both have no hair left and they can't even walk. Literally. Trade everyone else. Never trade Gronkowski or Brady or tell them to do anything. Come to practice. Screw you. Practice. Are you kidding me? Those stupid mini camp, short, non-pad, non-hitting OTAs. What a joke. Waste of time. We got to learn the offense. My ass. Tom Brady doesn't need to learn anything ever. Ever. Except maybe, you know, he's hanging out with Oprah again. This is a problem. I can't have it.
Well, he's such a good human, and that's the thing that really,
better than
at
all
the end
of
the day, is what pulls it all together, is that he's such a great man. And it's about more than being
right
on the field with him. It's about making people's
you're
lives
right
better.
I'm glad that, you know, because we try to get in at least one story every night of Tom Brady or Le'Veon Bell. Who else?
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard now. It's just a very important person. Brown in Boston. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, is Kava there too or no?
Is Carver here? He's been talking for 3 hours.
Yeah, I thought it was Well, Scotty, what screwed me up is you got Shemp there, and when I first got turned on to you with 98.5, I modded up and got the best guy in sports radio on the air.
Right.
When I get out of work, there was Shemp calling you Mr. Pharrell, Mr.
Right,
Pharrell,
right,
Mr. Pharrell.
Right.
And then I heard him say Pharrell.
Yeah, so Shep got all cocky in the last year and a half he was here, and he stopped calling me Mr. Pharrell and started calling me Pharrell. Like, I give a rat's ass what he calls me, honestly.
These high school kids toughening him up. Whatever.
I guess so. I'm a little surprised he didn't get stabbed to death in the inner city teaching all those kids in the hood.
Hey, you know what? I look at if LeBron James, Paul George, Kyrie Leonard go to the Lakers, that's a rumor. They're a lot younger than when Gary Payton, Karl Malone, and I think it was John Stockton. I might be wrong. I forgot the third guy. It might have been Stockton went to the Lakers, but those guys were all long in the tooth.
Oh, that was the worst ever. Do you remember how bad that team was?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Terrible. And then they tried Dwight Howard. It's just been terrible, one thing after the next. And everyone said that the pairs they brought in were the reason they screwed it up. They brought in all these guys they thought were going to do it, and they didn't do it. bringing in. I kind of like the theory of somebody said to me the other day, just one, let's get one guy at a time and build it. Instead of let's go get the entire league and put them on the Lakers. Let's get every star player in the league to play. It's, you know, it's to me, it's real unrealistic what they're talking about. It's fantasy land. It really is. It's just, it's in your dreams, okay? Honestly, I will keel over if all three of those guys are on that team next year. I will not even, I can't even fathom that that's a reality. How can the Lakers put it together? If two guys make $85 million, you can't even pay the water boy. You can't even get him a bowl of weed. You can't even get him a bowl of weed. What's left for anyone else?
Woo!
I mean, two guys are going to get Supermax. What does everybody else get? Cornflakes? Jesus. They're going to get everybody. And whatever they don't get, the Celtics are getting. Let's just be clear here. I mean, it has gotten to the point where it's so bad, these rumors in this stupid NBA. They should worry about their crap-ass NBA finals we just watched. I've had more fun on the toilet with Rhea in my life. I have been sick with the flu and had more fun, and literally more fun watching myself get sick in a bathroom for hours at a time than watch that crap-ass NBA final I just watched. It was the worst form of entertainment I have ever seen in my life. My mom used to make me to go to her stupid-ass piano recitals. That's what that reminded me of, a stupid-ass piano recital.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.